You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Resistance across Wisconsin. Thousands of people protested the first 75 days of the Trump administration over the weekend. There were more than 1,000 hands-off rallies across the country. A crowd of about 1,500 filled Like Park in Green Bay, a reported 23,000 in Appleton, and about 300 protested in Oshkosh at the Opera House Square. Several groups worked to put the protests together, from workers' unions to LGBTQ+ advocacy organizations and grassroots political groups. The protesters were supporting reproductive rights, Medicare, due process for people here illegally, school funding, and the list goes on. But many said that they were there in defense of the U.S. Constitution, saying President Donald Trump is not a king. Signs said things like laws, not chainsaws, hands off veterans' benefits, hate never made any nation great, and hands off, it's so bad even introverts are here. And then there was one, keep Handmaid's Tale a TV show. There were rallies all over Wisconsin, too, from Madison to Stevens Point to Eau Claire. The White House responded by saying Trump, quote, will always protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid for eligible beneficiaries, end quote. Experts have said that the budget goals Republicans passed are impossible without cutting some social services. Senator Ron Johnson has concerns about President Trump's new tariffs. In interviews with The Hill and NPR, the Wisconsin Republican said the U.S. has offshored a lot of critical manufacturing and has not been fairly treated by many trade partners. But Johnson said that the tariffs are, quote, reasonably high risk, end quote, and could make Wisconsin manufacturers less competitive when they try to export. Wisconsin employs 19% of its workforce in manufacturing, twice the national average. Wisconsin said he also wants constituents to keep him, quote, totally informed about how tariffs are affecting them. Just how does Elon Musk feel about Wisconsin's election results? Stuart J. Waddles has the answer.
Responding to the loss in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, Elon Musk said he expected to lose. That was a message on his X account, with another message saying he viewed the passage of voter ID as the night's most important outcome. Musk called the referendum a, quote, positional gain, while Donald Trump described it as a big win for Republicans in a Truth Social post.
Thousands of pounds of Johnsonville cheddar brats are being recalled because they may contain hard plastic. The USDA announced the recall Saturday. The brats in question were produced on February 5th, 2025, and have EST 1647 on the front label. The brats were sold in 10 states, including Wisconsin. Current justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments last week on the state legislature's power to approve settlements in civil lawsuits. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit challenging a six-year-old law that gives the Joint Committee on Finance the final say on approving settlements in civil lawsuits. Attorney General Call argued that the law encroaches on his control over specific types of civil cases. Republicans argue the settlements are the people's money, so they have an institutional interest. Advocates fear how cuts to federal Medicaid spending will hit Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Congress is considering at least $880 billion in Medicaid cuts as part of a bill to extend existing tax cuts. Janet Zander with Wisconsin Aging Advocacy Network says impacts of Wisconsin's aging population are already being felt, with many people leaving the workforce to care for relatives. Zander says Medicaid-funded programs like family care, IRIS and CLTS help people remain in their homes and are the reason why many family members can continue working. The extent of the cuts is unclear, but Zander says people should be contacting their Congress members.
This is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. 2025 has already been a very active year for tornadoes in the United States. Several people have been killed, and the damage is being counted in the millions. Wisconsin's annual statewide tornado drills will happen on Thursday, April 10th. There are two opportunities for you to practice your tornado sheltering plans. The drills will take place at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. Your ideal shelter from high winds and falling debris is a basement or ground floor interior room of a building. You should avoid exterior windows and doors whenever possible. If there is a threat of actual severe weather on April 10th, the drill will be moved to Friday, April 11th. Seasonal allergies impact 1 in 5 kids in the United States and quite a few of us adults. With the coming of spring, many will start seeing symptoms like sneezing, watery or itchy eyes, runny noses, and sniffling. Today in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, due to the snow this morning, the pollen count is just a mid-level 5.8. However, as the temperatures warm up this week, the counts will go to the medium-high level. The current allergens are maple, alder, and juniper. One person was seriously injured when a motorized bike they were riding in Appleton was struck by a car Saturday night. Police say they were interviewing a group of people they saw recklessly riding their bikes near College Avenue and Appleton Street. One person fled, rode into traffic, and was hit. No further details have been released. Oshkosh Defense, a subsidiary of the Oshkosh Corporation, landed a $95 million order from the U.S. Army for what is described as modernized, autonomy-ready, palletized load systems. A press release says these systems promote improvements to soldier safety and broaden battlefield awareness. The order is part of a $1.5 billion five-year deal between the Army and Oshkosh Defense. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew with an 8-2 win over the Reds. Starter Chad Patrick getting his first major league win. I asked him about getting through 5 1/3 innings.
Just felt like I could just command everything a little bit better. I don't know, body felt great. I could breathe a little easier, and it was awesome being out there.
Bullpen help from Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, Grant Anderson with Eric Haas at catcher, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it was really good. The whole pitching staff gave us what we needed. Credit Haas. Did another great job behind the dish navigating through. And Koenig came in a big time. And Uribe was good. And Anderson, that's the first time I've seen him really other than New York. And he did the job.
NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win on the road over the Pelicans. Giannis taking the night off. Head coach Doc Rivers.
It's a win on a back-to-back night. When you didn't know who was going to play tired or not, and everyone played well. It was good for us.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tangled was a huge hit for Disney in 2010. Probably no surprise that there was a live-action film in the works, but it has been put on pause. Reports that recent controversy surrounding Disney's Snow White, which was released a couple weeks ago, are making the studio skittish about Tangled, according to Variety. My guess is there are problems we don't know about because Mufasa the Lion King made $750 million globally. Sometimes there is more drama behind the scenes than on screen. Well, there are three more days of great film screenings at the Wisconsin Film Festival this week in Madison. Most of the screenings are at Flicks Brewhouse in Easttown Mall, so go to wisconsinfilmfest.org and check it out. If you couldn't make it to Madison for this amazing festival, don't sweat it, because Milwaukee's Film Festival is right around the corner. Let's all celebrate the movies, people. Val Kilmer passed away last Tuesday, and colleagues and movie fans alike have been eulogizing him and discussing his incredible body of work. Last week at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, Tom Cruise discussed his friend and co-star from Top Gun. Cruise asked the crowd for a moment of silence, then said to the crowd, "Thank you, Val. Wish you well on your next journey." Cruise also told the crowd he admired Kilmer's work on screen, the way he lived his life off screen, and said he was honored when Kilmer joined the cast of Top Gun. Speaking of Kilmer, his co-star in MacGruber, Will Forte, says Kilmer asked him to be on The Amazing Race in 2010. Kilmer was having a dispute with his landlord and moved in with Forte, who turned him on to reality TV. The two loved the show, The Amazing Race, so much they considered doing it until their agents put the kibosh on it. Forte says not doing the show with his friend is one of the biggest regrets of his career. Minecraft is only getting so-so response from critics, but that's not stopping it from setting box office records. The film opened Friday with encouraging signs at the gate, but the record set involved pre-sales. The film pre-sold more tickets than any other video game-based movie in history. The video game movie stars Jason Momoa and Jack Black and edged out Five Nights at Freddy's by about $200,000 in pre-sales, according to Deadline. Fans of detective shows, myself included, have a new episodic to look forward to. Max is developing NYPD Confidential. The show is based on an article that ran in Vanity Fair called NYPD Confidential, Inside America's Most Unconventional Counter-Terror Squad, written by Adam Sarowski. He knows the genre well, as he was a consulting producer on Showtime's The Agency and Netflix's The Recruit, which was based on his own experiences being recruited by the CIA right out of law school. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Colder and blustery today behind last night's cold front. Partly sunny skies and a few spotty snow showers as well. Highs only in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 20. A little warmer tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and a high near 41. Right now, it's 30.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.